me, nigga. Maybe on Easter and Christmas. Maybe you reap what you sow from the seed that you spitting. Still, you can't keep my attention. I don't wanna waste no more of my patience playing them same old games. But here we going today. Only get sleep on the plane. Feel like foreign exchange.
Man, the click hitting licks, little bitch. The payload like flipping bricks out of Legos. And we got it lit like flamethrowers. Ain't that a bitch? Ain't no surprise. Just a ride dollar on the app. And you know the vibes. Yeah, you know the vibes. Couple pitfalls in my past, but you know my rise. I'm
cheap for the try. Pull out game, not quite. At least a nigga tried. Might have saved my life. Alright.
Cause I'm tight. Bless. Get on flight. Get on sight. Cut off lights. Fuck me. Cook me. Jell off rice. Cause I'm tight. Bless. Get on flight. Get on sight. Cut off lights. Fuck me. Cook me. Jell off rice.
Say. Did that, my boy. Jell off rice remix. Shout out Say. Shout out Earth Gang. Shout out Diesel on the beat. Posse.
Crown Pod.
Yes, sir.
Your boy Doucet Jones.
Doucet.
To the right of me, best DJ in the world, the impeccable DJ.
Big bro.
Waterbury CT, stand up.
Yeah.
Stand up for me right now.
And, you know,
what up, though?
Then sit back down, because if you drive it out, what you get to an accident. And to the front of us,
this guy,
the impeccable producer himself. He not roaming the streets of Gotham.
True.
He here with us.
True.
Nightwing Will.
When I tell you, this boy is enjoying that motherfucker bag.
Woo! I'm enjoying this popcorn too much, bro.
He, listen.
You can't bring snacks around black people.
Listen, listen. He is enjoying that like he had it in 10
smart
years.
Smart food?
It's smart, for real.
Y'all understand.
10 years. It's your boy Nightwing Will. At the real Nightwing Will. Holla at
you
me.
You want to have access to the soundboard, huh?
Yeah. I need to push it.
It's like I need parts.
God damn it.
I just don't understand. You need to bring in your iPad, okay?
I'm working on it. Okay. I'm working on it. I'm working
on it. All right.
Yeah.
Look, I got me on camera.
Good, man.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, okay. Boys and girls, welcome to another rendition of the Fix Your Crown Pod. We here.
Yes, sir.
We back. It is Tuesday.
Indeed it is.
Tuesday. Shout out to the boy Avery Loop. Speedy repairs and all that good stuff, bro. Make you get back on the road safely. Get everything you gotta get together before that time, because you know it's coming up soon, so hey, you know we got rehearsals and
big
stuff
day.
To do. Come on now,
big day.
On the way. What up with y'all, bro? How y'all been? What's the word? What's new on the streets? What's popping? What's going on?
Oh man,
dang, I ain't got my glasses on. Ah, Jesus,
too, man, it's a rainy day.
But can you see?
Everything is good though, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no complaints, bro. Family time every week, every day. We shut down Central Square this past Friday.
Again?
Shout out Central Square. Yeah. Yo, bro, them impromptus, man. It's crazy. Yo, we shut it down at Central Square. Shout out Young Kel. Shout out everybody at Central Square. I mean, it was a good night. Shout out all the people that celebrated birthdays, man. We just, it was a different night. I'm going to say that. It wasn't necessarily to sing it or drink it, but it was still a great night. I will say that. But everything else is good, man. Just staying positive, staying focused on the goal, and following through with these plans, man.
Now bump that. So, what was the night if it wasn't singer to drink it?
Oh, like, it was like it was a birthday party.
Oh, okay.
So it was a younger crowd. So you know,
me congratulations being, you know, on another year around the sun.
Congratulations on another year around the sun, man. For real. And while we there, real quick, let me just say
congratulations on another year.
I mean,
come on,
since we're going around the planet.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, dog.
Hey, man, you know, it's all good.
I hate birthdays when it comes to that.
Like, I say that every time.
Being a day late is like the worst. As a friend, as somebody you genuinely like,
you care about.
It's like, damn, bro, it was yesterday, my nigga.
Yeah.
And I knew it was one of these days. It's like, yo, it's the 3 days that go by. It's like, yo, somebody's birthday is one of these days.
I knew, bro. I felt it, bro.
It's crazy.
It was a good day yesterday too, not for nothing. Weather-wise,
it was nice. Outside.
It was really nice weather, for real, for real.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed it.
It was real nice.
Definitely enjoyed it.
But yeah, happy birthday once again. We celebrated a birthday down.
Appreciate it.
So it was a bit of a different vibe. We was playing a lot of Spanish music.
Hey.
A lot of Spanish music on a Friday night, man. So, you know, if y'all ain't know, Dembo Ron. You know what I'm saying? We'll leave it there. How was yours?
How was your birthday?
I had a pretty dope weekend. I got to chill with my homegirl. I haven't seen in like 3 months. So.
Oh, hey.
It's been a while.
Homegirl.
It's been a while.
I don't want to hear it.
I'm done with this. But, she treated me to breakfast, too.
Oh,
so, you know, got me some Liker.
Oh, look at this guy here, man. Look at this guy.
Got me a nice little bottle of Liker.
That's what's up.
So, she definitely treated me nice.
That's good.
Other than that, I saw a couple people. Got some beats done out last week. You know what I mean? Sold a lot of beats. Trying to get stuff done. Trying to finish this compilation. I probably won't get it done until, like, November.
No doubt.
I'm talking about, like, it's either after Thanksgiving or before it.
Yeah.
At this point, because everybody's recording process and life is different.
That's true. Word, man.
But other than
that's
that,
what's up, working, getting that work done.
Other than that, I did enjoy my birthday though.
That's good.
It was
man.
Great. It was great. I did a lot.
There it is.
Got you, bro.
Thank you.
Got a discount at the liquor store because it was my birthday.
Hold on.
So I was like, yeah. let me run that too. I went to BNN.
Oh, right,
and they just messed with me. They were just like, oh, you know, I was like, yo, it's my birthday today. He's like, oh yeah, let me.
Where's that one again?
Oh, East Main.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's the one.
East Main,
right?
Yeah,
buddy.
Shout out to BNN. You know, they hooked me up
over there by the barbershop, right?
Yep.
By Hamilton.
Yep.
Oh, good people.
Yeah.
Never mind.
What?
Never mind. Be in there. That's
I showed them my ID. They was like, oh yeah. This is like $7 off. I was like,
you know what I'm saying?
Good people, bro.
Appreciate you.
Jeez.
Yeah, man.
But other than that, you know.
That's what's up.
I enjoyed it.
That's what's up, man. Yeah. We're celebrating life, man. Living
oh,
life,
side man. Sidebar. I don't know if y'all... Do you guys eat crab legs?
Crab legs?
Yeah.
My girl...
Not really.
...fucks with them. I don't particularly.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's just something about crab, bro. Like, I love crab, but... No, crab leg is different.
Crab legs is... I'm just saying crab leg is different.
Yeah.
Crab legs is different.
Yeah, I stopped myself in tracks because...
Crab.
Like, processed crab and the shit that you get, obviously.
Processed crab isn't even crab.
Exactly.
It's fish.
That usually, like, deters me from anything crab.
Right.
But then, when the highlight is the leg part...
Because you got to...
know that.
That's what took me back for his little crab legs. That, wait a minute.
Yes, crab legs. Yes, yeah, specifically. Yeah.
I'm not into it.
Yeah, nah, it's an aphrodisiac as well.
I thought that was oysters, bro.
I mean,
they're the same thing. It's in the class. It's in the class. Yeah.
Hey.
But I'm saying.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I have eaten it before.
It was.
It's not for you.
No, it's not.
No. The aphrodisiac is not for you.
Oh, I mean the real life aphrodisiac. What up, baby? but
it was. It was $8.99 a pound. It was crazy because I ended up going to Stop and Shop and I was like, I used to get these like months ago, but I was like, man, they were like mad expensive. All I used to get them like once in every blue. Oh, and then it's just like now it's like $8.99 a pound. That'd be like 6 pounds, bro.
I don't fuck with the crap. Drop those, bro. Yo, man.
He's like, look at him.
Ain't bad, bro. Look, just shellfish overall. Because I'm not a big shellfish guy myself either.
But crab legs?
Like, crab legs is different. It's like lobster. Like the right lobster, like made for you correctly, it's going to change your life, bro. It's going to change your life.
I'm a turf guy, not a surf guy.
I respect
unless it's fish.
Bro. Oh, no. I respect
you
it.
You like whiting?
Again,
I like all fish.
Yeah.
All fish.
Yeah, no. I'm not a big shellfish guy, period. I just know why certain things happen. Okay?
Yeah.
Why do you think people substitute it with the shrimp all the time?
Because
technically it's a shellfish.
Yeah.
Damn, my nigga don't like no seafood.
It's not that I don't like it. I used to eat it, bro.
Fish knuckles.
I grew out of it, bro. That's why I grew out of it, I swear, because I used to eat it all the time.
Oh, no, that's what'll do it.
All the time,
no, that
bro.
Will do it.
Yeah. Right,
you end up giving
time.
Yourself like an allergy to the shit too,
man.
Yeah, if you have
crazy,
too much
man.
Of one thing at for a long period of time, it's
I
gonna
mess myself up, y'all. No more shrimp and whatever, man. I used to eat shrimp all the time.
We'll talk about this when you're 40.
All that. Yeah,
we'll talk. We'll bring it back around.
Shrimp and grits is something
you need a long
you
vacation
with. You again,
bro. Fish and grits, bro.
Mm.
That's the thing.
Shout out to the grits.
Nah, that's a fair trade off.
Yeah, it really is.
That is a very fair trade off.
Is it fried or black?
Nah, Lord.
Yeah, I don't eat too much fried food. Do say.
Huh, food.
How about you? How was your week?
My week was awesome. My week was great. My week was great.
Yeah.
That's all I can really say about it. When you know, you'll know. But
this is almost like one of the first times you've said this.
Right? I know, it's crazy. My week is great.
Do tell.
I'm chilling. I mean, it's crazy how the universe works because, you know, I don't think I should be in this great of a spirits, but I guess the universe did. It was like, hey, dog, bow, here's that for you. So, yeah, we'll digress in that when the time comes, because me and Shorty, you know.
But, of course.
Yeah, that's very interesting. But yeah, I thought I was going to be at home in my feels about my gram and stuff.
Oh.
And... Life pulled a 360, so, yeah, music's been going good, Shorty's great, work is work, I guess, I'm looking for another job,
heard you,
of course,
because I'd rather do remote work and be able to, like, be at home and work on other stuff while being at work,
absolutely.
If that makes sense.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, because I can multitask, so why the hell not?
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, bro, I've been in work mode.
Yeah, we're.
Yeah, like, I love, there's something about looking at files and stuff filed in your computer. You know, like, when you go to your, let me see. when you go to your like this right here, right, and then you add something new. Mm-hmm. When you come down here and you see the name highlighted for the first time, it's in that little glowing blue because it's letting you know it's the new item and whatever. Yeah. I don't know what it is about it, but every time I see it after like creating a track or mixing down the pod, like I'm like, ooh, yeah, I did that.
Yeah, bro.
Mm. Yeah. What number does that say? Oh, by the way, hey y'all, hit that for me. Yeah, hit the chair too. Hey, y'all, I don't know if y'all really, because, you know, we don't really keep the count publicly, but this is our 100th episode.
Yes, sir.
Dum, dum, dum.
So I just thought it was crazy that Ring brought in treats and stuff. I was like, damn, this nigga knew it was number 100, huh?
I mean, you know.
It's the energy. I just mentioned this to my girl yesterday.
The frequencies, man.
Crazy.
The 100th episode, so
we got red, white, and blue M&M's over there, all types of, you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
All types
of stuff going on.
Stack it up like Pringles.
Me. I need some of those, too. yeah, so the 100th.
100th.
Just been at home working on stuff, bro. Like, I don't know, I just feel good.
Where?
Feel really, really good. I'm no longer, I feel like now I done woke up with my superpowers.
Got you.
It's been weird, but Vati. I like it.
Vati has woken.
Yeah, Vati is awake, and it's crazy.
Oh. Okay.
God body.
Okay.
So, like, yeah, it's just, it's interesting, bro. It's been very, very interesting. So, again, life's good. That's all I got for you. Word, new music coming out. I think I got maybe one more track. I probably owe y'all. I'm just saying. Like,
I need that remix with Coi Leray.
I love the organic.
Which one?
Yeah.
I put a couple of things out. I had a dispute with, well, not a dispute, but I had to email United Masters because one of my tracks that was released like a month ago,
yeah,
it said that it was up, but it wasn't up.
I took it down.
Jay, why?
Why, Jay?
I saw Ye.
Jeez.
I replaced that track with another track. He ain't gonna diss me like that.
Look, anywho. And then
I liked the track though.
Thank you.
Beyonce liked it, Blue liked it.
Oh my gosh, here we go. and then they got back to me immediately. For all independent artists on United Masters, bro, if you have a quarrel or a dispute, if you just reach out to them, they are very, very good at getting back to you in a timely manner. That took it took me all of maybe like 2 days to get my song back up. And then
I'm about to say that's dope.
They had another issue where my artwork for the latest one, Little Dot, was like not being cleared, and I was trying to understand why. Like it's original, it's mine. So what's not being cleared about it? Oh no, we got that. Don't worry about it. It's like, oh, cool. Shoot. I thought I was going to have to argue with you through email and no.
Pull up, hop out. Great route.
Yeah.
Make it look sick.
United Masters, bro. For all independent artists, United Masters. Make sure y'all going to do that.
Get that.
Put your music out on all platforms. You real, feel man. Me? Yeah. All right, anyway.
Big time.
Now that we got that stuff out the way and killed, like, what? 20 minutes, 30 minutes of y'all time.
That's cool.
What do we have on like the itinerary? Hey, yo, Jordan's Hot Dogs and Mac in New Haven, Connecticut.
Fire?
Shorty told me it was fire, and I guess that we going to be visiting there more often now.
Where's that at?
In New Haven.
Oh,
perfect. Right around my way.
Yeah.
You know, I'll just pull this little clip up for you real quick.
Let's see it.
If it decides to come up real quick, but, you know.
Let's see it.
We'll see.
It's pretty good.
I'm
not going to lie. It's pretty good.
And I'm not a glizzy guy. I haven't been since they closed JK's in Danbury.
I'm just going to keep calling it a hot dog.
Yeah, me too.
You know.
I agree.
I can't be with the modern... I don't even respect the modern glizzy. Just the word alone just sounds dirty.
I have family out there. And I just will not allow myself to be
Like, no doubt.
Nah.
Nah, no doubt.
You know, it was a long time. It was called the hot dog.
That's great. It really was.
You know.
What the hell happened?
What? You know, everything was safe.
It's not a safe place.
Nobody's safe anymore.
It's not a safe place to eat a hot dog anywhere.
And you better not eat it. You better not eat it normally. You better cuff it the way you need to cuff it, okay?
It's weird.
Talk about something. Bro, why are you doing that in front of people?
Stop making it weird.
Come on, bro.
Just eat your hot dog.
Turn around,
bro,
right? Or something, bro. Jesus. Turn away from the crowd.
I'm gonna call it what we normally call it.
Oh. I don't want to know.
It's a damn hot dog, all right, people.
Turn away from the crowd, bro. Right.
I thought it was gonna be gone sooner, to be honest, but it really is still here. So whatever, it is what it is.
Is it just this building where the service?
Yeah, probably, bro.
Is that green dot up there, Wing?
Yes.
Let's see.
Oh,
so,
my
yeah,
Lord.
Yeah. Every week, so.
Yo, man, but.
We freestyling.
Nah, not really.
I mean, what you got, then?
I got it off the silly real quick.
Oh, tell me what you got up there.
Let's see what we got, man. Yo, hold on. This joint right here, bro.
I'm looking at the phone.
Me being a DJ personally, bro, I've received certain opportunities, like, in life, bro. Like, for real. Certain opportunities that have either made or... You know, not necessarily broke my career or done anything like that, because I've still been DJing, like, you know, for years. Mm-hmm. But it's like, Fab, this job that he did with, who was it, Wallow and what's his name? On their podcast? Whoever their podcast is, whatever, $1 million worth of game or whatever?
Gilly,
yeah, yeah. Gilly and Wallow, yo.
Mm-hmm.
This dude was speaking, bro, because it's like a lot of people, he spoke on opportunities. Let me get back to that. He spoke on just seizing the opportunity and what opportunity can take you to certain places, whether you believe into it or not, or whether you know it or not. You always got to put your all, yada yada, whatever.
Right.
Yo,
right.
So like, at the end of the day, bro, I've seen a lot of rappers, bro, come and go, locally unsigned rappers, and miss certain opportunities that can literally, you know, change their whole outlook, change their whole perspective, however you want to say it. Whether it's a concert, whether it's, you know, being on somebody's mixtape, whether it's just being at an event, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, That locked in with me because these past couple events that I've been doing have just been random opportunities, bro.
Mm.
Random opportunities that just come up out of nowhere, whether I got it booked or not. So it's like, seizing that opportunity is just one of my main keys, and that's what my plan has been as far as DJing. So I don't know. I just kind of wanted to touch base with that. I wish I could play it, but as you can see, you know, our internet is down, so I can't play. Our internet isn't down, but it's down in here, so whatever.
Jarvis, pull it up.
Shout out to the homies, man. Shout out Wally and Gilly, man. Yo, they always putting something up on that IG, bro, and it's always some dope content that they producing, bro. So shout out to them, man. That was just my little thing on that clip right there.
Nah.
For real.
I like that.
For real, bro.
For real, though. Like, it's all a journey. As Killer Mike said in the beginning of his latest album, right? It's all a journey. And I feel like we get lost in the sauce quite often, where it's just like, oh, nah, like, why isn't it, where's the turnaround? The turnaround is supposed to be immediate. I watch it in all these shows and all these movies, alright, and the turnaround, it may not even be immediate, but at least it's in like 2 to 3 months or something of the sort, like, where is the turnaround? And it's like, bro, you are the turnaround.
Yeah.
It's you and where you position yourself and all that good stuff.
Perfect.
So, like, yeah, when the opportunity presents itself, like,
jump on that shit.
You gotta jump on
jump
it.
Jump on that shit.
But
don't sleep.
Don't sleep.
For real.
Don't sleep. I get. I don't want to say treading lightly, because I feel like that usually gets people in more trouble than.
Don't tell than me that it hurts.
We give it credit for,
right?
Like treading lightly, and moving scarcely will get you more, like, of that energy in the long run, I feel like.
It'll get you, like, caught up, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta go. Like, when it's go time, bro. Somebody say, this is what it is, this is that. It could put you here, possibly. Take it, bro. Go, because you never know where it could really put you, man. It's crazy.
Take risks.
Yo, shout out everybody tapped in on our IG, too, man. Shout out Plus One. Shout out Ty from Norwood. Damn, we got some people up here, bro. Shout out the great Carjondo. We got a bunch of people up here, man. That's what's up. Shout out everybody tapped in. Yep. Plus Juan said he got a question, though. What you got, bro?
What up?
What you got?
Yo, Wayne. You didn't hear me that?
But yeah, once you get this question sent, bro, we're gonna get into it. I mean, what else you got, bro? Wait, what about you? I know you be seizing a lot of opportunities too, man. You be making beats and doing all that too, man.
Yeah. Ooh,
what you be on?
Literally, man.
You seen that? You want...
That's a question.
Yo, chill. Why you do that, bro?
That's Word. A question.
Nah, why you do that, bro? So, if y'all can't see it, man, he done asked DMX or Pac. You can answer it first. I'll let you answer it first, man. Who you got?
Yeah, the guy off the camera. You answer it first, please. Who you Give got? Us some time.
I got Pac, man.
Pac?
Yeah.
Any reasons why or just Pac?
Message-wise.
Messages?
Yeah, because I know he's not like that typical rapper. He was more of the I gotta get my message across rapper.
Right.
Yeah, like DMX, he was the same guy, but it's just like, you know, Pac was right.
Right.
You know.
Facts.
I know DMX is that, you know.
Facts. Oh, we got another Pac answer coming in, who you got? We'll read the answers after, but who you got?
I mean, I don't know.
Out of DMX or Pac? I mean, it's...
I don't know.
West Coast, East Coast?
They both have been very pivotal in my life. Mm-hmm. X is my father's favorite rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always leaned more to, like, Pac in the Pac Big conversation. I know it's blasphemy because I'm from the East Coast, whatever.
Yeah.
But I just... There is more being spoken about when it came to Pac's music.
Heard.
But when it came to X... I can give you the same message, but grittier.
Okay. Yeah, like you brought it to the street.
You put the pain in it, bro.
Yes.
You put a different type of pain in it.
I think I'm leaning X on this.
Yeah.
This personal preference. I think I'm leaning X.
Of course. Yeah. This is all personal preference, man.
Yeah, like.
Me, because I'm going to say X too, bro, because honestly, when I was in school and DMX was out, it was parties, it was concerts, it was everything, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we was on, bro. Like, when that Party Up will come on, or when even some of his old
Give
joints,
to the needy. Come on,
bro. You know
bro.
What I'm saying? Like, you said what?
Give to the needy.
What you mean?
Him.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, bro. Listen, like I said, for me, it was music, bro. Personal preference, that was what I was on. I'm just saying.
It was a song lyric, bro.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I know. I'm just saying. For me personally, bro, it's the music, dog. My fault.
X gonna give it to
I'm
you.
I'm fried.
Professionalism.
You know what I mean? It's all good.
Gonna deliver it to you.
So what else do we got, bro?
Yeah, that's two iconic artists. Hard to call. Who else they said? Plus One said DMX. Ty from Norwood, DMX. Who else, man? Answer your questions, man. DMX or Pac in the chat. Let us know, man. What's up?
It's only because DMX did the thing with Cisco. He's legendary.
Come on, bro.
What?
Pac did legendary like, shit, nah, too, though. I'm not going to lie. I'm not
DMX sung in front of like half of the planet.
Listen, bro. DMX says Pac said a
didn't.
Prayer at every concert performed
Pac
at.
Didn't. I
he shut the
that.
Concert down before Jay-Z came out.
Yeah,
after, bro.
Yeah.
Made
Jay
him,
was like,
made him turn up, made him cry.
Them battling, them battling,
like said,
them battling at backstage
come
or on.
On
the backstage VHS is still one of the greatest battles of all time.
I had to do something about that. He was challenging my gangster, and
come
I was
man.
like,
let him know how it happened.
First of all, right, it was me, Bleak.
Yeah.
Just was back there.
Y'all ain't know.
Question.
You know what I'm saying?
Question.
Talk.
Since we got some other things to talk about, we'll do the sad shout outs at the end because there's a lot of stuff going on in America. But I want to start off with this. How y'all feel about Patrick Mahomes' wife answering about his cheat day? I'm going to hang on real quick.
Racist.
And don't even know him.
Ow!
It's crazy.
Is it not cringy, bro? Like, I wanted Avery to be here for this one so bad. But is it, like, is it not cringy? Because, like, y'all have been together since high school.
Hell yeah, it's cringy.
So, like, why don't you know this information about me? Like, we together.
Word up.
Like, granted, I know I'm the biggest name in like football right now. Like I'm him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm him. Right.
Him.
So there's not much that you have to worry about.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
I don't know how much we actually talk.
Word up, though. Nah, real talk. Real talk. Real talk.
Like, really thinking about that. Like, damn, how much does Patrick Mahomes actually talk to his girl?
Hardly ever, probably.
On a daily basis, like, besides, like...
The live is living.
You know what I mean?
I mean, are we taking offense to this? Like... If your girl says that, is it offensive?
Fried chicken.
Like she said, hardy
fried chicken.
But then she gave two more guesses that were
completely wrong. Oh, it was another fried food, right? Chicken fried steak.
Wait.
Shut the hell up.
Chicken fried steak.
Stop it. Stop it, bro.
Wow.
See, chicken fried steak and mashed potatoes is the combo. Two fried platters, yes.
Why do all black people just gotta like the same things?
Listen, bro.
And why was that your answer about your man since high school?
Were y'all really together since high school?
Ooh.
Think about it.
Y'all just pointing out my conspiracies more and more.
Senior year.
Seems how long legit. Did you say y'all were together for?
Seems legit.
You don't know what he eats? He been playing football for how long? Since high school? You don't know what he eats?
Damn. I bet you there's a couple groupies that know what he eat. I bet you.
Bet you $1,000.
Okay.
I bet you.
I just wanted to get everybody. The internet started tearing her a new one.
That's hilarious.
They started tearing her a new one.
I bet.
Between X, AKA Twitter, and IG. Like, yeah. Like,
twatter.
I'm not comfortable with calling it X.
Yeah, no.
I don't like it.
No.
It's twatter to me.
I don't use it. Twatter.
Ex-Twitter. Xavier. Ex-Twitter.
Twatter. You know what I mean?
I'm not here for it.
Oh my God.
I'm not here for it.
I don't want to follow a
twatter. I'll tell you something else I'm not here for.
What else?
Ayo, black people, I love us. I love how we can take any bad incident, right, and make it like something lighthearted or not as serious in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to use the phrase not as serious in the moment because there's footage at the latest Lil Durk concert in his hometown. There is a shooting within the concert, right?
Yes.
And as folks started to evacuate the building, folks also started to loot his merchandise.
They noticed it.
And they started picking things up before they headed out.
It got real.
So, as much as I get it. I get it.
Them tour shirts are $60.
I get it.
For surely.
But, as the fan, right? Uh-huh. And as the you're in the hometown. Like, where are you going to wear this shirt now? Like,
yeah.
It's stolen merch.
Yeah.
It's not like Dirk don't live in the city. Like, he be out there. Like,
the GDs, the BDs, the ABCDs.
You know what's crazy, bro? I don't even think it matters. About them wearing it in the city, right? Because everybody's a reseller now. Bro, they going to get that merch and they going to run that shit up. If it's not already on offer up right now, bro, I bet you.
Oh, yeah, it's gone. Soon.
Like, bro.
Yeah, whoever picked it up, it's gone already out of their hands.
Everybody
had it. It's bye.
The girl in the video was like, oh, nah, this is small. I need a, like, yo. I'm like, dang. Y'all really running through it like y'all in the store.
I need a medium.
That being said, too, you seen all these other lootings happening, too, all over the world. They had just looted, like the Gucci store, they did a Nordstrom recently. It was a flash mob.
No, that's not looting.
What is it? Break up? Excuse me.
They are robbing.
Yes.
They are.
And my record don't sell.
Excuse me. Let's get it right.
They are committing
smash and grab
theft.
Smash and grab. I mean, but that's what that is.
Full theft.
Nah. At least
smashing
looting
and grab.
Don't you see? That's where they get us caught up with semantics.
Uh huh.
Because if you say looting, right? Like most of the time when we loot, we have a reason to do so.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right? Like, there's some type of injustice. That's the reaction.
Yeah. No doubt.
All right? Things are going in flames. We're running up in your stores. That's usually the reaction. If we're looking for some type of justice for an injustice, and we don't get it, that's where the looting comes into play.
Justice League.
That, what these dudes did, the kids did, running in and out the Gucci store, that's not looting. That was straight up theft.
Man, listen, whatever you want to call it.
I mean, it's back on resale, though. It's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone. So.
This shit is just crazy, bro. The fact that people are literally just running up thinking that you know, they could just smash and grab, like, for real.
We could have got a 75-inch.
That runs into a Nordstrom, broke the whole store up, bro. Like, it's like y'all all show up at 12, clock strikes 12:15,
yes!
Whole store. Smash, like, dang, y'all doing it, so.
Well, what do we expect?
You know what I'm saying?
Living in a time where we have a pod that could literally tell you to do anything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There's a pod for any and everything.
Uh-huh.
So I guarantee somebody somewhere said, hey, you know, back in the day, what we used to do, I used to just run up in Nordstrom.
But why?
They insured.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt.
I'm not mad at it. I get the logic, it makes sense.
But see, everybody has a plan, though, right? And you said looting is something different at the same time, though. You have a reason.
Oh, yeah.
But they have a reason,
yeah,
too,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, but... That, bro,
it's a,
why
it's a
you,
different reason.
You exposing the sauce is all I'm saying.
Listen,
so when the time comes and you need somebody to say, nah, it was just some casual looting,
yeah,
you won't be able to say that because you done told them.
Man, listen.
It's hey,
in
man.
The same boat.
I got 6 flat screens in my my house. I'm just saying. 6 flats.
It's dangerous.
All 75
stay
inches.
Off them pages and stay safe out there. Right?
I got a game room in my game room there.
That's all I'm saying.
But them pages can't be that bad if they still running.
Man,
I look at all the TikTokers every day that be like really telling like sauce at the end of the day. And I'm like, yo, how are you still active? They really, your FBI agent just get happy every day. He just look at your page. But look at him.
They pay attention to the drama.
Look at him.
Yeah.
Just handing me the sauce. Look. Did y'all see this today? Yeah, my man made an engine out of plastic. Look, bro, it run off of plastic fumes.
That's crazy. Wow. It runs off of air.
And my question is, Dan, this nigga still living?
Yeah.
He 19. I don't know when they go. They gonna rush you at some point in time, my boy.
Yes. They like, sure are.
Eventually.
That's some Tesla shit. You not supposed to be...
Going crazy in the
you past. Converting plastic fumes into fossil fuels, you imagine? Said, sir?
What you know about
imagine?
That?
No. There's no need to imagine.
Wow.
That's a real thing.
I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, nah. What?
Imagine.
Petroleum.
What?
How could you?
Nah.
Don't worry about it.
Speaking of not worrying about it.
How do we not?
This is a horrible
transition. How do we not?
This is a horrible transition.
How do we not?
Speaking of not worrying about it. So recently the verdict on Tory came out.
Yeesh.
You know, in the past week. I love how news decides to come out after we are done recording. Like, I already know it's going to happen again today.
Yeah.
I wonder what it's going to be today.
Yep.
I wonder. I wonder every day when we leave. Like,
and I wonder.
And then by the time we get back, it's like, damn, is it even relevant? Do we talk about it?
Mm-hmm.
But, Tory.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chinks Tape. Yep.
What are you doing?
10 years. He got like 300 and something days already served, so it's like shy of a year. He could probably get good time and all that good stuff, parole and all that good stuff if he just, you know, keeps his head up. And
he might get 7.
Yeah, I mean,
might get 5.
He might get 5. Good behavior really reflects on the artist.
I don't know.
From what I've been hearing.
So it takes like one.
I don't know. I don't ever want to know.
It might take a year or two for him, you know what I mean, to adjust because he might get into make one or two fights, you know.
Yeah.
Nah, they got him isolated from what they're saying.
That's sick.
So.
Oh, so he's in the hole.
No, not like the hole. He's just in a different area.
Oh,
he's
right.
Not in Gen Pop.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
2 or 3 years, they said. Deja said.
So.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, like.
I doubt that, though. 2 or 3 years.
Let's just get to the funky, all right?
The funky.
I know people don't want to talk about it, and that's okay. That's all right. But as dudes, we got to talk about
the
it.
The hell you talking about, Elroy? Big body.
Was Tory... This is all Tory's fault.
Yeah.
First of all...
Nah. Let me get it out first, bro.
Go ahead.
This all Tory's fault.
Uh-huh.
And I only say that because... Bro, y'all just got kicked out.
Right.
In this scenario, y'all all just got kicked out, right? Because
mm-hmm.
one of your mains is acting up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's one of your mains.
I mean.
Yeah.
from this story.
Yeah.
Wait, how are you hitting this?
Okay, one of your names, which is the leading lady in hip hop at the time,
mm-hmm.
is acting up at the Kylie Jenner household, and they said they gotta leave. That's how this all started. Ah, you forgot.
Wait, say that again?
That was at Kylie Jenner's house.
Oh, when all this shit started? Yes. Yeah, when he was over there. Yeah.
Tory messed up. Personal opinion.
Uh-huh.
Why didn't you just leave? You could have came back.
Yo, to be honest, bro, I don't understand.
You could have came back.
I don't understand why.
Yeah. Why you ain't just leave? You tried to send Meg the Stallion home,
bro,
with your driver?
Listen.
Or a driver? You tried, Tory Lanez, the guy, no disrespect to us, running the IG show? Quarantine Radio? Told Meg the Stallion to go home on her own.
Huh?
And you was gonna stay at the Kylie Jenner household.
Yeah.
You thought that was
plausible? That was the thing?
As three grown men in this room, that was, y'all thought that was gonna,
you know,
that plays out for Tory.
Nah.
That plays out for Tory?
No.
The way he wants it to?
Of course not.
In any scenario?
Man, listen.
Listen, bro. He's a fool for, if that's what he thought, shit.
My man was breaking barriers, and then the barrier ended up getting him.
Hey, she yo. Said, they said, hey, yo. They said that she said she left her sandals or her flip-flops.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they had to turn around.
Oh, wow.
And go back.
Oh, wow.
Glass on the foot is a...
Bruh.
Is a,
listen.
Ouch. Bruh. He shot me.
All this could have been avoided. All you had to do was make sure she got home and went to sleep. All this could have been avoided.
And clearly.
Now you doing 10.
Now you doing 10. Because she hated.
Because she hated.
That's why she got unfollowed by all the megastars.
Come on, bro.
She hated.
They knew.
She hated. Y'all weren't even together. And what about my boy Party Fontaine? I'm just trying to understand. Where was Fontaine during all this, bro?
I have no clue.
Cause you was pumping Fontaine up something crazy, and then all of a sudden, Tory. Wait, what?
Huh?
That's not the guy we see lifting you up in all these pictures.
Yeah, that's crazy.
CRM future.
Crazy. What?
Yeah. What the?
Yeah, nah.
What the?
Left the chat.
Wait a minute. Nah, you gotta come back. You gotta
real
scroll down.
Find the contact. Hold
what
on.
Is y'all doing up there?
Bro, listen.
What is y'all? Bro.
And then the other girl, Kelsey, she just vanished?
You just wouldn't, yeah.
I plead the fifth.
She made her statements and was out of there, word.
Yeah.
I plead the fifth.
Then right. She left the country.
Bye.
Peace. Don't bother me no more.
Bye.
This all just sounds shady as can be. Yo, Tory, if you holding it down.
Please.
Oh, my gosh. That was the wrong person to hold it down for, bro. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
You're
and Meg, if this was really legit.
You're something else.
I'm so sorry as well for you, too. Like, if you really did it, that's crazy. But yeah, either way, all of y'all messy in my book.
Messy as hell.
All of y'all.
Apparently, the baby had his fun in a little time in that.
All y'all
in
messy.
That mix.
Bro,
I don't trust the baby at all. Just for look, where's Coily Ray?
Who?
I mean, not Coily Ray. Where's Danny?
Oh, who
knows? I don't know.
Who knows?
Where's Danny?
Who knows?
Where's the last trip she made?
I mean, she got locked up recently.
Right? Oh, did she?
Oh, did
remember
she?
The accident?
Oh, oh yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's crazy.
That's
what
right.
happened to Danny?
Yo, sheesh.
She was going through a lot being with this guy.
She's going through a lot more now.
Jesus.
Cleaning out my closet.
Yo, that's crazy. I wasn't even thinking about
sorry,
that.
Sorry, mama.
Just thought.
That is nuts.
Since we're on people getting time to serve.
Before we get off the Tory thing, real quick, though. You saw how his attorney posted that letter, like, saying something about he was fighting for people with hair loss and shit like that, like, trying to get a lighter sentence for using that. Wow. Like, yo, his streams were helping people get over their hair loss.
No. Help
and
me.
He showed a picture of him, like, with his hair growing around the sides with the middle out.
I did not.
Bruh, yo, we gotta pull it up.
Help me.
Yeah, just before I get off that, man.
Help me.
Shout out everybody that's, you know, involved. I hope everybody is, you know, straight. But, whew, 10 years, whew.
Just when you thought the news couldn't get any... Weirder.
Yeah.
The same lady, the same district attorney that brought the RICO charges against Young Thug brings RICO charges against Donald Trump.
Yeah, I seen that.
Fannie Willis, the Wilton, the Fulton County district attorney has led the high profile cases, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to hear that.
She a beast.
Look, man, this is all the show.
She a beast. Yeah.
But we already know this is a show. Ain't nothing about to happen to Trump, bro. How many times has he been
trying to vote
this
Trump?
Year?
He said, that's my district attorney. What y'all talking about?
This year.
They said Trump 2024.
Name. This year. How many times has the man been indicted?
He be in the news a lot now.
Every other week.
In the news.
Oh, nah, Trump getting locked up. No,
again?
He's not.
Again?
He's getting walked to the police station. He gonna walk out.
Out the other end.
This man was just at a USC fight.
For real. That's crazy.
Indicted where? Indicted who?
Come on, man.
That nigga Trump is dead.
Why y'all keep playing with us? Y'all so quick.
He's over here like, hey, guys.
Hold up.
For real.
Aren't you supposed to be in jail?
Wait.
Pull up in the chopper.
Clones.
All right, like, again, I don't condone
Trump.
Anything that Young Thug is accused of doing or anything of that sort, right?
Yeah.
I don't condone Tory as well with anything he's accused of doing, allegedly doing.
Of course.
Fam, this man and his people led a coup against America.
We're the kids in America.
They messed with votes. They ransacked the White House and the Capitol.
Crazy.
Crazy January 6th.
Feet up on the desk. All this
animals.
Animals.
I did not see one black person in sight.
Trump has not been arrested. he's grabbed a random woman by her privates. Like,
Trump ain't no joke.
Trump has not been arrested or prosecuted for anything. The man literally, like, lied about the election.
Yeah, I never seen so many devoted followers.
That part. I've never seen so many grown men willing to wear another man's name on them so freely.
And yell it instead of their own legacy.
Like, I get basketball and sports and things of that nature. But to go around your house and post up the name Trump.
Yeah, nah.
And then bold white letter. Why? He's never coming to see you.
He doesn't even care.
What's he going to say to you? Vote for me.
He doesn't care about you.
God bless America.
Why are you so invested in the name alone? I will never get it. Yeah. Maybe
sounds
I'm hypocrite
cultish.
I think the same thing with sports.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, nah, bro. I don't want to wear no other man's name 24/7. That just seems odd to me.
Yeah, no doubt.
Should be my name. But... I get it.
You know, it does seem...
Right? A little bit.
Cultish.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, you know.
Because think about... bro, real talk. Think about us in high school. Cultish. It was... You was Team LeBron or you was Team Kobe.
Yeah, true.
You might have got into a fight or two over it.
But is it necessarily...
I've seen fights.
You know what
I'm saying? No. It's not necessarily a cult, but we definitely moved with a cult mentality.
Oh, yeah. I guess you could say that. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It was bad.
Yeah,
Celtic fans, Laker fans.
Yeah,
high school, stupid.
Stupid.
Fighting. Stupid.
Over dumb stuff that they can't even control.
Yo, the big three versus Kobe, Eddie Knight.
Like, you ain't gonna tell me and sit here and just tell me to my face that he can't score. You wallet.
Let's go to the court right now.
No, let's go. You want to run this outside?
You know, I have a newfound respect for Dallas fans.
Oh,
at least Dallas fans of our generation.
OG Dallas fans.
Like, our generation. Nah, not the OGs, because they was acting
not the OGs.
Up.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, why were you acting up if y'all weren't winning?
Because we ain't talking.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
Why are you acting up if y'all not winning?
I ain't even winning nothing.
Avery had a whole legit season to act up. And Avery was like, nah. I'm going to chill.
Nah.
I love it. I love seeing it. It's great, but...
Oh, you gotta love it.
I'm not about to cheer, because once I cheer, that's when...
That's a wrap. Yeah.
as a Bulls fan, that used to be my mentality.
Yay.
Oh my gosh, bro. That's like, nah, Bulls? I'm not watching the game, because if I watch the game, they're going to lose.
The window.
I can't watch this game. It's too important. If I watch it, they're going to lose. I can't do that.
I said the same
thing. It's not
going to
be on me.
No, please. No. No.
Turn it off. I'm going to turn it off right now.
What's the score? 82?
I'm turning this shit off.
It's too close for me to look. It's too close for me to look.
That nigga's losing to the Bucks? I can't.
4 minutes and 23 seconds on the clock.
No, game over, man.
Derek, you're not supposed to be losing to the Bucks. They don't even got nobody right now. They got Rudy Gay.
Who are these men that you're losing to? Really? Who are these men? D-Leagues? We're getting out of here.
We old. Starting lineups is completely different than what they were ever when we were younger. We're old.
Starting lineups are definitely crazy. Hey,
the game, too.
Fan, right?
Yeah, I'm a Jets fan.
Y'all see what y'all doing, right?
I seen a little documentary on HBO about me and my new quarterback, you know?
Nah.
You know?
Nah, y'all got a good running back, too.
I seen.
Yeah.
I seen, nice, and they got a nice little chemistry going on.
You got big Dalvin Cook over there, man.
Yeah, nah, it's about to look real.
The Jets might, they might, you know, not make it to the playoffs again, but, you know, it's all good.
I'm pretty sure more than likely they're going to make it to the playoffs.
It's
but
Aaron
will they make it to the Super Bowl?
Now, that's a question. I don't know about all that. But the playoffs, my quarterback, my quarterback is Aaron Him Rodgers.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Hold on.
Aaron.
Yay.
Aaron Him Rodgers.
My bad.
Thank you. Wow. That's great, bro.
I don't really care for Ezekiel Elliott.
That's great.
But hopefully he goes crazy.
Aaron.
Shout out to him.
Rodgers.
Oh, nah, shout out to him.
And Brady's gone officially.
Don't matter.
Aaron.
Don't matter. Boy, Mac is coming back.
The power scale now tips. All the all new.
Mac is coming back, man.
NFL.
All I'm saying is
Super Bowl.
Why am I excited?
Why not?
Why,
bro,
are you so excited?
All these young quarterbacks. Pat's about to come back and be stupid this year.
Oh, yeah.
Especially now that he got a chip on his shoulder that his wife don't know his favorite food.
Wife done messed him up.
Jalen, come on, bro. Stop playing with me.
Nah.
Bro,
stop playing with me. I'm scared of Jalen this season. Yeah. He got the confidence of a winning Super Bowl quarterback.
Yeah,
he's not coming into play this year. Yeah, everything has been Eagles everywhere.
Yep.
He's about to. Hurts is about to have a great season. I can see it already.
Oh yeah,
love Hurts.
So and if he doubles back. Y'all better not let him double back. That's all I'm going to say.
Nah, facts.
Or triple.
Y'all better not let him double back.
That'll be crazy.
Pat, you really got to show up this year, Pat.
Facts.
That's all I'm going to say. I want you to, but I want Aaron to turn up on y'all.
Facts.
I really do. He's been sitting quietly, just waiting for his contract to just whoop, whoop, whoop.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a Jet.
Let's do it.
Turn up. Anywho.
Let's see what happens. NFL's looking crazy, though. Always looking crazy.
NBA look crazy.
NBA always looking crazy. I just like to see. I like to wait till the season starts, bro, so you can see the finalized result or the semi-finalized result, because you know they're always making trades and doing all the extra shit still. So.
Get that.
Victor Wembanyama cut his hair. He looked like
a
miniature Tim Duncan.
Shout out to the new Hall of Fame class.
Yeah, I'm talking about with his hair.
Shout out the
he got
new
like
Hall
those
of Fame
wings.
Class.
Yeah. Shout out to the new
speech.
Spoke to his dad.
His dad, man. That's crazy, bro. That path, bro. Like, yo, a path like that, how long is
legacy,
D-Wade
legacy, in legacy,
it?
Legacy.
Come on, bro. How long has D-Wade played in the league, bro?
Forever.
Since 2003, right?
Yeah.
Since 2003, right?
He came in with Melo and them.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you just confirmed a number that I was saying in my head. I just saw something that said, legit, like, LeBron, this is his 25th season. I said, nah, get the fuck out of here.
Bro.
I said, nah, you're lying,
crazy,
bro. And then I looked at it, I said, no, 25th.
Yeah.
Yo, yeah. I get that you tried to stay for your son, but if you don't take your steroid urge out of here, I know you're not on the roids, LeBron, but yo, you're a monster.
He's on the Himalayas and
juice.
Training.
Fruit juice.
Lots of fruit juice.
Vegan.
I mean?
Super vegan. But he loves steak.
Black America.
Taco Tuesday.
America. Hey, want to tell you a little secret about yourselves?
Talk to him.
Fruits. vegetables. There's a reason they make them scarce in your neighborhoods. There's a reason they make them scarce in your grocery stores, and they want you to go to... You got to go to Bumblefuck to get, like, the really, really good stuff, right? Yeah. Like,
and that's on the left.
Indeed may hold you down and, like, send your driver to another store that's not in your region so you can get better products and things of that nature, but... Yeah. Hey, if you ever look at, like, pictures of us around the world, we're built a lot differently. Everywhere around the world.
That's a fact.
Than America.
That's a fact.
We're the only set that looks like this, like, naturally. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Without working out, without, like, actually doing your daily regimen, having some type of facial care, as far as all that.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we're the only ones that look like, you go to France, you go to, you get what I'm saying? You go to other parts of the world, and everybody's kind of bulkier, everybody stands up. Different.
Yeah.
Posture is different. Yeah, they're physique. Built different. Physique is different. So it's just like, you never wondered why they keep building the hoods next to food deserts or building houses next to food deserts, because now we're not going to hide it as a hood. Now we're going to make everything pretty. Don't worry about that. Everything's going to look alike and the same, but you won't be able to afford it. But the food desert's still here.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of stores next to each other in our city. It's ridiculous. There's a lot of stores connected in CT in general, but it's just like...
Property tax and all that good stuff plays a big, big role here.
Yeah.
So, like, if you ain't got it and you're trying to run a storefront, You better off starting a daycare.
Good luck.
You better off starting a daycare.
Daddy's
you know,
daycare.
You know, you got that monthly income.
Facts.
Word. Drop them off. Hey, I don't even kids? Like kids.
How many you got? Three? Bring them on over.
Drop them off.
Sign up right here.
So you got quintuplets?
Enroll them. Enroll them now.
Quintuplets.
I'll take them.
Oh, you said they five going on six?
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Oh, Lord. You can keep them. They gotta go over
you gotta send that one to Driggs.
Yeah.
You gotta send that one straight to Driggs.
Go down the street to the left.
Get up out of here. Go fast.
Let go, man.
Fast.
One
to the left, shout it.
One random place from your childhood that's like seared into your memories.
Random place.
Yep.
Sesame Place.
Really?
Ooh.
You went?
Yes. Yes. I have a picture standing next to the peacock at Sesame Place. And a picture in the water park standing next to Ernie and Bert.
Yo, there's no water park like it, bro. There's no water park like it.
Fucking Sesame Place, man.
Sesame Place was...
Damn, you made it something fun. I wasn't even trying to make it something fun.
That shit was crazy.
Nah, it's cool.
I did a lot of cool shit.
It's been like ages.
Then you gotta give me something like semi-traumatic, not traumatic.
Semi-traumatic, damn.
Semi-traumatic.
I'm sorry.
Something that's just seared into your brain. It don't have to be nothing bad. Just...
Ooh. Something that's seared into my brain from childhood?
Mm-hmm.
Slamming my finger in the door.
Ooh.
That shit hurt, bro. I just left the mall, got some fresh New Balances.
I got enough of those seared into my fucking memory.
Slammed my pinky right in that motherfucker. Could not get it out, bro, until somebody came and opened that bitch. Ooh, seared. Seared. Little dumb injuries like that, bro. Stepping on a piece of glass at Fulton Park Sprinkler. Running up that hill to my house. Ooh.
I hate shit like that. I fell onto a nail, a rusty nail that was sticking onto my palm. Oh my gosh, bro.
I hate shit like that.
Ugh.
I still got the scar from a splinter in my hand that went right through this whole little cartilage piece right there, bro.
This right here? The
memories will never leave.
My hand went right into the bike chain. Oh. Tore this all off.
Ah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Never leave, bro.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
We'll never forget.
No. I got a place like that too. But y'all, hear me out.
Damn.
It was Hopeville's cafeteria in the dark.
Oh. Five Nights at Freddy's vibes.
Yeah, pretty much, bro. Pretty much. I don't know what I was down there for. Maybe it was like a parent-teacher conference or something.
Yeah,
and we was all being stupid. But the visual of Hopeville's cafeteria in the dark was just like, oh no.
This is crazy.
Mm-mm. Nope. We're not supposed to be here.
Nope.
There's something over there living in that corner, bruh.
Yeah. I used to feel like that at the Q in the basement. Down at the Q, I used to feel like that all the time.
You got the Q is one of the scariest places in Waterbury. Yeah. I don't care. Nobody
show is.
When it get dark over there, it just be looking like, oh.
But the parties were lit.
Always.
Each and every one of them was lit. Always. Fashion shows lit. Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, man.
Crazy.
Church events lit. Fish fries lit. Ooh-wee. Oh my gosh.
Phone parties lit.
Can we redo that building? Can we just get it back and just bring life to it? Is it possible?
If you're keeping that basketball court, I mean, no.
Ooh.
Clean it up.
We just gotta AC it. We gotta figure out how to get that. We need the funding for the AC. That's going to be the major part. Man. I remember going up there. I remember going up there after like Mount Olive or like getting out of school because it was between there or the North End Rec.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
North End Rec was the spot that had the AC.
Still does.
And they didn't use it.
Damn. Oh, hot. Open the doors.
And then the Q just opened their doors, and it was like, yo, you can come play.
For real.
That's it. Yeah. Ain't no rules. The doors is open. Are you coming in or not?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, I'm coming in there.
Please, please. Invite me.
Don't go upstairs.
Oh.
Ha. Ha. Guess what?
Copy that.
Running all through this building. What are you talking about?
For real.
I live right across the street. That's shush.
The hell up.
That's
funny as hell.
I think one of the best places since you brought up Sesame Place.
Uh huh.
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. Maybe this is immature of me.
Uh huh.
Yo, if you're from Connecticut, if you're from Fairfield, New Haven County, right?
Uh huh.
You most likely know of this place called. What is it called? It's in the woods. What is it called? Hill? Holiday Hill.
I mean, who doesn't know about Hill, Holiday Hill?
Staple in Waterbury Public
School. Holiday
Schools.
Hill. Like, now, Holiday Hill was pretty much like my teenage Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Like, get what I'm saying? No when parents. I got to Holiday Hill.
Chaperone.
And the chaperone
can
said,
eat all I want.
We gonna be up in this tent up here.
Okay.
Y'all be down there. The chaperones will be up here. 3:15. We're headed out.
3:00. Make sure you be
excuse
here.
Me, okay. Miss T. What did you say?
Go,
Miss Tillery. You said what now? 3:15. Be back at the.
Oh, that's it. Say that. I'm out. Oh, we got a good 6 hours.
I
bet.
I experienced so many things that I was not. Stop making noises like that, bro.
Unlimited,
bro.
Some other things were unlimited as well that sounded like that. That's why I need you to stop, because, bruh.
Man.
Holiday Hill. In Connecticut. I'm sorry if I'm, like, exposing too much. If y'all still doing this trip, y'all might want to stop.
Hey, listen.
Holiday Hill.
I found out stuff that day.
I was about to say, you learned a lot about yourself.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Learned a lot.
I've never lied so much in my life when I got... Bro.
Played 4 games of basketball.
What's going on with you? What happened to you? Mosquitoes. It's mad mosquitoes.
Bit the hell up. That's what happened.
DJ was going hard.
Crazy.
Just mad shit.
The tent.
Yeah, the crazy. Tent was fucking
the pool.
Alive,
oh, the DJ used to go.
They had a DJ way. By hey, the what? Pool.
Going crazy.
Dance floor. Crazy.
The pavilion with the food was right above the pool.
Crazy.
The niggas was fishing down further.
Niggas used to fish over there and everything.
Get the boat,
yep.
Little paddle boats. That shit crazy. Was hard.
Then they said, hey, if you don't want the heated pool, guess what? We got the cold one too.
Jumping that.
It's moment. Over there.
The sun is out.
Instead of taking that right, take that left when you leave the pavilion.
It literally had enough. It had literally had just enough type deal. Just because like
and plenty of soda.
Yeah. What?
Bro, the bar, the food.
Nachos, fries.
Oh my gosh, bro.
All that.
They knew what they were doing.
They used to go crazy, bro.
They knew exactly what they were doing.
The Wonder Years.
Sugar Rush. Just leave them alone.
Sugar Rush.
What time are we leaving the school? 9:30. We should be there by 10:30. Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't want to get there any later. Hurry up and do the head count so we can disperse.
Matter of fact, let's kill some time. We got to stop at McDonald's real quick.
For real. Hurry up. You could be late to school that day. I'll be there at 9:15.
Who are these other people that showed up? Oh,
man. Y'all got any, y'all got any more... Or any other, because then we gonna wrap this up.
Wing didn't even give his first one.
Oh, yeah, come on, bro.
Thinking of mine, bro.
For real.
You ain't got a place that's just seared in your brain? A good place and a bad place? Well, not a bad place, but...
Huh. There's 1,000 of those.
Oh, well, then pick one, nigga. Goddamn.
One. Random. Let's go. Y'all lucky y'all can't see him on the camera.
Ah.
That damn smoke coming out his ears. Go.
Nah, I almost fell on some glass ones.
You almost fell off some glass?
Yeah, but it was like, if I literally told you how I did this, it was literally crazy. So.
And then the nigga proceeds to tell us.
Nigga, you gonna tell us what?
Yeah. So I was playing ball. I tried to block a shot. Uh-huh. I tripped over my boy's foot as he was landing.
Uh-huh.
But this piece of glass was standing upward.
Oh,
so if I landed on it fully, it would have went through my whole chest.
Oh, my God.
But it landed on the side of my side.
Jeez.
On my left side. And just
playing basketball next to a broken window?
No. There was broken glass. But I rolled over. I rolled over because I missed the block.
Okay.
So I'm over here in momentum like... Then I'm like, oh, shit. And then I rolled over, and then that glass was right there. So I saw it. I was like, oh, this is it. This is it. This is going to be it. And then it just missed me.
Well, shit.
Okay.
There you go.
Just missed me.
There you go.
Well, in a good spot, my nigga? You got a good spot?
Listen.
Behind the bleachers in high school or something?
Oh,
let me stop.
I didn't want to go there.
Before we, you know what I mean?
Before we boogie.
You know what I mean?
Buggers.
So you have something else that you wanted to get into real quick at the end of it.
Maybe. I thought I did.
Who knows?
I think I got distracted.
All right. Well, I want to say, black people, stay safe out here because these officers are still putting their hands on us, man. They pretty much treating us like we out of control, man. You saw this dude, that dude in the restaurant, right? Who escaped from that hit and run and shit, right? Cops swinging on him on the floor. He had a baby in his hand, bro. About to change the baby's diaper. No, baby had hit the wall.
From what they said, like, that wasn't even dude. That was a whole other innocent dude.
Yeah, the dudes that actually did the hit and run were in the bathroom of where that guy was eating. So it's like, bro, you got this dude sitting there with his baby.
Yikes.
Cops come running in, tackle you up against the wall. Baby's head hits the wall. Now y'all both on the floor, him and the baby, wrestling while the baby is still in his arms. He tells him to get off. Somebody take the baby, this, that. Nobody takes the baby yet. They still wrestling this baby.
Mm-hmm. They got him and started wheeling on him.
Filthy.
Guess what? Y'all about to get sued.
Stay safe out there,
y'all about to get sued.
Stay safe. For real.
P's and Q's.
Stay safe and make sure somebody's recording.
And always. Old boy, who was the victim, is still getting charged with, like, disorderly conduct or failing to cooperate with police or something like that. He getting hit with that. Sued. That's the wild shit, bro. The kicker.
That's crazy.
Crazy, bro. You get beat up by the cops, and now you're getting, you know what I'm saying, for not complying. Fuck out of here, bro.
So
stay safe out there, man.
Please. That's in the same.
Been there too many times, man.
That's in the same parameters as the young man that was put in the handcuffs while he was taking out trash.
Ah, yes.
And his father came out.
Come on, bro.
Like, that's, y'all are trash. We know what y'all doing. I told y'all right after the cheer. Uh-huh. It wasn't going to be long.
You're right.
First BS started, so.
You're right.
There you go.
They want to put us.
There it is.
Damn.
Teach us a lesson.
Mm. We was talking about spots. Not them type of
spots. The spot?
No.
Okay. I'm leaving y'all with some mess. Yo, Keke Palmer to star in a music video for Usher's boyfriend.
For, that's like legit news?
Yeah. Shade Room just dropped
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the Tom episode all over again.
Tom.
I mean, TV's just been coming to, like, fruition, like, a lot recently, so that's why I'm just not even tripping on pointing anything out anymore, because it's like, nah, bro, this is just too blatantly Nah.
You leave my wife alone.
No. Nah, can't be.
Hell no.
Dude kind of looks like Tom.
When you feel it in your body, you feel somebody.
More hair. My thing is, Usher's a happily married man.
Makes it change. You. That.
Usher can do what he wants, clearly.
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 Clearly, clearly. On that note, I had a deeper Herpes. Question, but I can't seem to find it at the moment.
Wowzers.
Herpes.
Wowzers.
No, nah, we leave him with the clue. Oh! There you go.
He has it, y'all.
Okay. Letter U.
Let's go.
Not O. I got you.
So,
talk to him.
Do you think that we've been brought up in a time where code switching is like a thing, right?
What is it?
Code switching.
Code switching.
Right? Mm-hmm. And we do it so because we were integrated, right? Yeah. Our schools were very big on integration and having us be very diverse and whatnot.
Right.
So, like, a lot of us, some of us, changed when speaking to particular folk. Uh-huh. And then some of us were brought up with like military backgrounds and things of that nature too, so mm-hmm. the coding is just kind of there. Mm-hmm. Do you ever catch yourself when it comes to your kids, like, do you think that coding is going to be like a thing in your future that you try to like steer your kids away from because you want them to be authentically them? Or is it like, nah, there's a place and time for everything?
I'm kind of on both sides. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because realistically, there is a place and time for everything, bro. You can't be a clown everywhere mm-hmm. at the end of the day. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't always put on that mask or whatever show you got to put on. Even at work. Like, I used to work at Lake Compounds, and they used to say, like, put on your stage face, like, type shit. You know what I'm saying?
So Le
like,
mask.
Just type of code, like, you will go through, like, son, if you go on a walk around these type of people, be this certain type of way. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Not necessarily instilling that, but just him seeing how I move, bro, he could take it his own way. It's really more or less what I'm trying to put in his mind.
Like, I get that.
Okay, I see how my dad does it. All right, this is how I know I got to do it like that. You know what I mean? This is how I'm learning. I shouldn't have to tell him, I feel like. Mm. At the end of the day, you see your dad stay out of trouble, follow what your dad do. This is how you stay out of trouble. I'll tell you how I stay out of trouble, but, you know, mm. I got to put it into play. So, I mean, I don't think code is going to be, I wouldn't call it code, bro. I just call it, you know, just, yeah, code. I will call it code. Fuck it. Yeah, I'll call it code, bro.
So it will be a prominent thing within the next 20 years. It'll still be here.
Yeah, it'll be a thing. Absolutely. It'll be a thing, I guess. Say all that to say it will be a thing, yeah. I can't necessarily say I will. I'll just let them, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like that, bro.
There's a place and time for everything.
It really is, bro. It really is. Okay. Like, you can't be a dumbass everywhere at the end of the day. Bro.
No, you can't.
I mean,
you can't be a dumbass in front of everybody.
Can you convince 90s babies that that's true?
I'm a 90s baby.
Can you convince all of us that that's true?
What, that there's a time and a place?
That you can't be a dumbass all the time.
I mean,
it comes with maturity.
You can be, but there's a certain way to be it, I guess.
I just be looking at some of our idols, right? Like some of the niggas that sit on top. Mm-hmm. Them niggas is jackasses.
Yeah.
For surely.
Asses.
Yeah.
For surely.
But,
100%.
Yeah.
110%, actually.
I guess that comes with the territory.
We had too much TV time, bro, as being 90 kids, bro.
Yeah, we should have never been able to see.
Outside, bro.
We should have never been able to see into people's lives like
that. You know what I'm saying?
We should have never got a glimpse of, like, making the band.
Oh, man.
That's the most detrimental thing to any artist ever.
Oh, man.
It was great. It was a great show to watch, but in reality, it was like, damn, nigga, now I'm expecting this. And it's never going to be that way for you, baby boy.
Yep.
You want me to walk to where to get what?
It's never going to be that way.
Never going to be like that. Nobody's renting you the crib out to make your album.
Nah.
I promise you.
In the cold?
Diddy did that.
It's 20-something degrees outside.
MTV ran with it, and it was great. It was great television for the time.
I brought that up to Shorty the other day too, bro. Reality TV, bro. Think about if we was on some of these first reality TV shows. Think about being on Fear Factor. If you was old enough to be on Fear Factor, and Joe Rogan was doing it. If you was old enough to be on fucking Real World Road Rules, whatever, The Challenge or whatever.
Real World World
celebrities afterwards. Right,
that's,
say that three times.
Big. You know, you could take it wherever you want to go, though. That's the crazy thing, and people are still looking for you. Like those shows came on what, in the early 2000s. You still see The Miz wrestling. You still see some of these people back in the open. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
shout out to Andy Milonakis.
Yeah,
he was very, very smart.
Yeah, it looked like every 1 out of 10 up there is one of the smart ones.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else is just there trying to compete.
Have a bigger goal.
Yeah, bro.
Like, get to your goal, obviously. Like, do what you do, but let there be something else to follow it.
Nah, facts. Facts.
Don't just have motion. Have progress.
Bro, that's it. I like it. Don't just
have I gotta post that video again. Yeah.
Have progress.
I'm just saying, get too caught up in the motion.
Come on now,
you stay in place.
Word up,
crazy.
All right, we gotta go. Yo, you got stuff coming up this week. What you working on, Ron? Tell the peoples.
Big up everybody on the IG, man. Mellow Cartier and Friends this Thursday at the wonderful Central Square. Of course, we will be there. Don't meet us there. Be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be a dope event, bro. We got all the artists meeting up. Man, we're going to put on a great show in our great city. So something that you don't want to miss, stay tuned on that Eventbrite. Stay tuned on the Instagram, too. Go to House Money Empire on Instagram if you want to purchase tickets. Inquire within. That's pretty much what I got this week. And I got the Power Health Tour. Shout out to Power Health Tour. I'll be out and... Stratford on Saturday. We're doing a community give back out in Stratford. So if you're in that area, make your way out to Stratford.
Yeah.
It's one of the recreational centers out there. I'll have it posted on my IG. And that's pretty much it, man. Sunday, I'll possibly be doing something at the North End Rec locally for the NAACP. Holla at me, man. You know what I'm saying? Big community give back. Big Ron. Fix your crown. Follow me on everything at GFTD_BigRonCT.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Nightwing Boo. Got anything you getting into this week? Anything?
More studio work, and more studio work.
Mm-hmm.
On top of more studio work.
Okay.
Even under the studio work, guess what?
Mm.
It's studio work.
God dang.
All right.
Anything else?
Enjoying my birthday more this week.
Where do they follow you at?
Follow me at The Real Nightwing Will on IG and other things as YouTube, Twitter, everything.
Word.
Just look for Nightwing Will with a Y, not an I.
That boy clever. That boy clever.
Because that's not I.
What about you, man?
I don't know. I'm be home.
Home?
Yeah, I'm be home.
Shout out to Diablo 2. I mean, you know, we got to
Diablo 2?
No, 4, but you know.
Diablo as well.
Oh. Yes, also.
My bad. Yeah, shout out Diablo. Y'all can hop on. I mean, they not gonna do that. I be asking every week.
Y'all ain't gonna hop on.
Hop on free games. Nope. They never do.
Man, that's crazy.
They never do. That's I be crazy. Here. I know. I check
wherever you need me.
As I be I'll on be my console. So every time niggas sign in, I go immediately to the little friend tab.
I'll be
in lobby. Oh, okay. What is this nigga Rod? This nigga shit said. 12 days ago.
Alright,
whatever, cool.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
You'll see.
I stopped somewhere.
All I'm saying is, bro, you is gonna talk yourself out of it. You gonna really like the third person in Fortnite.
I know that.
I'm just telling you.
I've played it before.
And I'll be around.
Get you a skin that you like, bro. Make it worth it. That's all you're doing.
Just get yourself some skin, bro.
Oh, and it may be like a pickaxe. That's dope.
Oh, my God.
I saw that spider picks app. That spider pick. Yo, that was hard. Shit, that was hard.
Grapples right now. Anyway, that's besides
the
point.
Yeah, y'all grappling.
I'll be creating music. Spider-Man. Editing pods. Pods will be up.
Yes, sir.
And embracing my freedom while I can.
Yeah.
Talk to him.
And yeah. I'm not getting locked up or anything. Chill.
Yeah, right.
So, no. We're not going to give that.
Not exactly.
But with that being said, we out
of here. Locked up with progress.
Hit him with the stuff, Duce. Don't play.
I'm not hot.
Hit him with the stuff.
It's your boy, Duce Jones.
Uh-huh.
It's the mini cane that still remains.
Uh-huh.
Signing off. Your friendly neighborhood Goku wants you to be better than you do. Watch the universe. Wow. Be better than your experiences. And remember, the idea is to be the goal, not competition. Bye. Oh, smoke pot, eat twat. Smile out. Bye.
Bow!
Yeah.